this week, The Revenant is the only major release. So there are a couple of DVDs I was going to talk about coming out this week. The Visit was filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan's of his resurgence. He came back after a time of doing quite a few really bad movies. This one, it's quite good. It's called, it's called The Visit, and it kind of gives a nod to Hansel and Gretel. It's gallows humor and kind of a horror film, but not in the usual sense. Paula is played by Katherine Hahn, and she's the mom who's been estranged from her parents for 15 years. But she decides anyway that it's time for her children, Tyler and Rebecca, played by Ed Oxenbould and Olivia DeJonge, to become acquainted with Nana, who is played by Deanna Dunnigan, and Pop Pop, Peter McRobbie. The kids stay there for a while at their home. It turns out to be a surreal, mysterious, and there are events, unexplained happenings that continue to occur, such as when sweet little Nana goes galloping through the house. Pop Pop says that his wife's bizarre behavior can be attributed to an elderly person's disease called sundowner syndrome. But this is very funny, laughs abound during Shyamalan's horror comedy, and it has his trademark walloping surprise twist at the end. I recommend it very much. The Walk, I'm surprised that it doesn't have award, Golden Globe, or any other kind of award so far for Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who not only learned to speak perfect French, but he also learned how to walk a tightrope to play Philippe Petit, the Frenchman who in 1974 surprised the world with a daring wire walk between the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. He trained for months with this fellow called Papa Rudy, who's played by Ben Kingsley, and Petit led a various group of French and American Confederates who helped him as they found ways, sneaky ways, to reach the building, each building's summit. Then they had to run a cable across the 140-foot span. This is directed by Robert Zemeckis, who is an Oscar winner and who is a decades-long pioneer in movie technology, including Back to the Future and then Polar Express. And he does some very fine technical work here as he recreates the Twin Towers and gives the viewer a chance to witness Petit's electrifying 110 stories high midair stroll.